Rockin' on Mockingbird Lane. That was the 3D Invisibles, who are going to be part of the Bootsy X benefit at Paychex Friday night, along with Margaret Dalrod, the Circus Boy, Cinecide, and I think there's going to be a couple more bands joining them, but it should be a real fun night for some great Detroit music. Rockin' on Mockingbird Lane. Just want to mention that in Detroit, we don't knock it, we rock it. How about that? It is 5 o'clock. Time to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We've got Mick Bassett from Mick Bassett and the Marthas coming up in the next few minutes. Just fine-tuning the sound engineering right now. Just learned that not all the band members were able to make it, but he has in his hot little hands the burned copy of the CD that has yet to be released. And we're going to play a little bit of that on the live drive at 5 today. So you will hear it first on the Motor Live Drive at 5 coming up real soon on the live drive at 5. Keep in mind that when you check out the live drive at 5 and you're not able to hear the whole show today, or you want to turn somebody else on to it, you can go to the WHFR website, click on today's date. Well, go to the Motor Live Drive button on the front page, and it'll get you to the Motor Live site. Click on today's date, May 5th, and you can... No, yesterday was May 5th. May 6th, 2010, and you will be able to listen to the show at your leisure. We have... And then a few more things queued up. We heard Muggs in that set. We heard, what did we hear? Well, we heard, never mind. No, I did not go out yesterday for Cinco de Mayo. We heard Dutch Pink, who are playing on Wednesday the 12th at the Berkeley Front, doing something called Ghost City. Has a real Tom Waits feel to his voice. Wow, that's quite a gravel. And then we heard 3D Invisibles, who are going to be at the benefit for Bootsy X. A couple of shows happening at PJ's Logger House. Friday night, they've got Zoos in Berlin and Jesus Chainsaw Massacre. And on Saturday night, they've got Danny Croha and the Johnny Ill Band. Let's listen to a couple of things from them, and let's kick it off with Zoos in Berlin doing Black in the Sunroom. And we're going to try to, well, we'll see how much we can fit in before the band is ready to go. Here we go. You can check them out Friday night at PJ's.
Thank you. so they could survive. Inside the moving mouth, they catch our tongues for a cash prize. And now let us breathe with grace and ease, send them to the woods so they could survive.
WHFR Dearborn.
Muscle drain, find an able Bomarkin in the alley, acid rain, stay away from the traffic lanes, find a bum singing Almond Brothers, longing for the womb of his mother, my world spinning out of control, suck you into my black hole, see my girl, find a vein, now it's time, go insane! It's pure heaven, it's pure. Fame these days is oh so clean. Keep it warm, let's burn a degree. Government spending to be so mean. Girls insane in his MIA. Semi-self and move to LA. Lights are bright and the city pretty. Sell your soul, ain't no biggie. Catch a plane and fly to the coast. Look in the mirror and see a ghost. Models, actors, pasta setter. Random sightings of Eddie Vedder. Show is over, no, it's just begun. Try and tell me there's no fun. Every day I'm losing my mind. Break those ties and bind. It's pure heaven, it's pure heaven.
Somebody's not going across the country and you've probably got one sleeve of the jacket.
Tell me
what's been going on. Traveling across the country's been going on.
Okie skank, from bank to bank.
Guy in a gray amber.
Why are you so trigger happy? Every little thing you see between twins. shaking.
Don't want to talk about traveling. Tell me about what happened with A&M and EMI.
I don't know what happened with EMI, but A&M cancelled our contract because they put us in a limousine and we didn't like it. And me and him beat up the, you know, Paul, our drummer. We got in a fight. We were all like, we drunk a 2 litre of a bottle that size of 80% proof vodka of E.
Okay, that was Jesus Chainsaw Massacre doing Pure Heaven. And before that, we heard Zoos in Berlin doing something called Black in the Sunroom. They're playing together Friday night at PJ's Lager House. We have Mick Bassett in the house. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Glad we got you on. So you've got a CD release party coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Next Thursday, May 13th at The Living Touch in Ferndale.
Well, we didn't know who was coming from the band, and you're a solo act today.
Yeah, I didn't know either until an hour ago.
Well, we're happy to have you here, believe me.
Thank you.
It's a real thrilled to have you in the house, and I think we're ready to go. You want to start off with a song?
Yeah, this one's called Walk You Back My Way. So I lay down with what I do. When my talk goes out of tune, out my window sleeps my muse. I try all my days, but it be no use. And so here it goes again. I'll be sleeping at your door, because all I wanna do is walk you back my way. In my first dream of my last morning, I saw cities falling, loud shutters beat. Now the leaves jump right off the trees, as winter's warning, and these miles are making my fortress weak. So here it goes again. I'll be sleeping at your door, because all I wanna do is walk you back my way. Thank you.
Ricardo, babe. I couldn't last long, I wouldn't fake. It's when these puzzles and games are played, it's just no use to me. I couldn't make you laugh no more, you wouldn't take my bait. And so here it goes again, I'll be sleeping at your door, 'cause all I wanna do is walk you back my way. All I wanna do is walk you back my way.
Very nice, very nice.
Here on the Live Drive at 5, we have a very special solo acoustic Mick Bassett, like you've never heard him before.
That's true, unless you're in my bedroom with me.
So it's a very intimate performance today.
You've got a great quality to your voice.
Oh, thank you.
And your songwriting is just some of the most amazing to listen to the lyrics.
Oh, well, thank you.
So we're real pleased to have you in the house today.
Well, I like that, you know, I like playing acoustic sometimes because I get to... I feel like, you know, my acoustic songs are more personal. They're more about me, about the way I feel about things. But you know, with the band, when I'm you know, recording an album or playing live, I get to kind of use my imagination a little bit more and have a little more fun with it in a different kind of way. So they're two different things, but you know, I like each for what they are.
Yeah, mainly we're familiar with your rock band performances.
Yeah.
So this is a little different, but really it's very interesting.
Well, thank you.
And why don't we keep it going? Can you give us another song?
Yeah, sure. This is an old one that I wrote. I feel like I'm getting old now. I could say that I wrote a song I wrote in, I think, 2006, so way back in the day.
Stories unwinds my mind like my delicacy. Anything you want, this body provides. It's like candy to me. Between you and I'll give you everything you want. I'll give you everything you want. I'll give you everything you want. I give you everything you want. Isn't about time for the war to begin? We make it a war because we like aggression. I want you to follow me into the atmosphere. Too true to hide. You know this face can't lie. I'll give you everything you want. I give you everything you want. I give you everything you want. I give you everything you want. Is it okay for me to feel lucky? Okay for me to feel comfortable here. After all, the Duke and the Duchess, they get together to have a good time. After all, their souls live together in the treetops with bright yellow skies. The Duke, the Duchess, and I. The Duke, the Duchess, and I.
the Duke, the Duchess, and I.
Oh, that was nice. We didn't catch the name of that one.
Oh, yes. That one's called The Duke, the Duchess, and I.
Oh, I thought. Huh.
Yeah. In fact, you got a CD release party coming up next Thursday.
Yep, next Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's the first thing we've put out in a little while, and we had some lineup changes this year and all kinds of distractions, but finally got something out there that I'm pretty proud of. So I hope people come out and have a good time, and celebrate and hopefully enjoy the music.
Yeah, that's going to be at the Loving Touch, right on Woodward Avenue and 9 Mile.
Yeah, and we're playing with two good bands. We're playing with Old Empire, and we're playing with a new band, with members formerly from the Dex called the Deadbeat Beat.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice venue. We've been there a few times, and I don't know if it actually used to be an old massage parlor or they just got the signs from it, but it's a classic artwork on the walls.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice spot.
Yeah, and if you like playing pool, hey, that's a place to be.
For sure.
And the bands are usually louder than the pool.
So. Yeah, I haven't played there yet. It's the one of the few places I haven't played, but most of the people I know at this point have moved out of Detroit and are in Ferndale or Royal Oak. So seems like a good enough spot to do it. So we'll give it a try and see if it works.
Okay. In fact, this is an EP, isn't it?
Yep, it's just an EP, but, you know, it's just the first step of a lot more recordings, hopefully.
Okay.
Soon, yeah.
It's like only 4 songs on it?
Only 4 songs, but they're 4 good songs.
That's what counts. Not a bunch of filler.
Well, it was going to have a few more, but I'd rather put out a record with, you know, 4 songs I'm confident in than 6 or 8 songs that 4 of them I hate.
In fact, what's your favorite song on it?
I think the one that came together the most organically for me was probably the first one, which is Newspaper Eyelids, which is also kind of the single that we're promoting off the record, and I think it came out really well. I'm happy with it.
In fact, would you like to give that a try?
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, why don't we play that? You brought it in today. It's not even the commercial version. You've just brought in a burned copy. It's going to be the very first premiere of Mick Bassett and the Marthas.
Yeah, brought it in a Neil Young CD case. So that's how new it is.
Yeah.
We don't normally play recorded music during the motor unless it's something drastically different than what we're putting on live. But since this has the full band, you might want to tell us who's in it, who's playing, and we'll listen to it.
Okay. Eric Rosen is playing drums. Allison Young is playing trombone. Joel Sanders is playing bass, and Ryan Wise is playing lead guitar.
Okay, here it is. It's called
Newspaper Eyelids.
Newspaper Eyelids. Mick Bassett and the Marthas.
Wishing it would never make.
Bassett and the Marthas, and his brand new EP. What's the name of your new EP?
It's called Laugh Like You Want It.
Oh, and we do want it.
Good.
All right. And, it's a 4-song EP. You're going to be at the Loving Touch on Woodward and Nine Mile. But this is all about the music right here, a very unique performance. Mick Bassett, what's next?
Next I'll play a song called Bird on the Line. It's off of one of our older EPs called Scissors and Suckers. So, there you go.
I walk to the bridge with the sun down to try to see how the other side could breathe. Just me and my wife, Aristotle, and a sick old man in the breeze. You left for your heart in the forest. I couldn't blame you. You're after some things. Your telephone wouldn't reach through the window, but the line became the branches of trees. Ask me low and follow me down where the when I bring the rain. In Canaan, the papers went missing. In Chicago, the prescription was filled. We just sat around drinking our liquor and gazing up at Silver Spoon Hill. Then baby flew in from his hideout with bags and bags of wonderful things. He loved you like he loved the weather, and missed you like he misses his feet.
What gets your inspiration for some of your writing? You've got such interesting lyrics.
I don't really know. Nothing in particular, I'll tell you that. I'm alive, you know, and I just see things and think things, and I don't really have like a principal inspiration or anything like, other than the fact that I like to, you know, create images or maybe expose people to thoughts that maybe they hadn't thought of before or something. I mean, just the human condition, you know.
In fact, that might be something interesting. Your songs are kind of like magic. They just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it takes a lot of coffee and it takes staying up till 5 in the morning usually. But once you can do that, then you can write anything.
I remember you did one, I believe the last time you were here, it was called Fingernail Moon.
No, that's I've not, never written a song called that.
Did you use that lyric in a song, though?
I don't know.
Boy, I've been giving you credit every time I look at the
that's
moon
fine.
And I see that little teeny sliver. I always think of you.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take anything I can get.
I just apologize for confusing you with someone else, but I could have swore it was you. But
I don't know. It might have been. I'll take it.
I'll listen to the last. You were here one of our first year,
in
I believe.
2007.
Right. That was the last time I was here. It's been a little bit.
You've done quite a bit since then. I know last summer you were part of the Don Was All-Star Review as part of Concert of Colors.
Yeah. I owe you guys a big thank you for that. that was one of the coolest things that I've been able to do so far, just being on stage with such great talent from Detroit, just legends from the city. And I mean, it's quite an honor for us to be able to do that, and just an outstanding experience.
And that performance is available on the Don Was My Damn channel, and it's gotten about, I think, 7,000 hits, the Mick Bassett and the Marthas performance. So I think it actually outdid a couple others. Like, I was surprised even Question Mark had less less hits than that. But what an amazing lineup that was, and it was a thrill to see you on the big stage there.
Yeah, what a night. It was a lot of fun.
I know Don's talking about doing that again this year. He's been asked for some suggestions, so hopefully we'll get some more Detroit talent that's up and coming, such as yourself, on the bill with some of the legends of Detroit.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of talent around here.
In fact, you've got lots. So why don't you lay it out on the line and give us some more music?
Okay, this one just because my capo's in the right spot. Normally I'd play this one last, but this one's called On the Last Day of the Earth. I can't take this anymore. On the last day of the earth, as the winds start to cry, he was begging for mercy, he didn't want to die. He said, I've been here so long, and I know it's not my time. Things you want to say, 'cause these words that you speak are no good after today. They'll be swallowed by time when no proof will come away. Well,
You've got such a great quivering quality to your voice. It's alluring.
Thanks. Yeah, in fact, it reminds me of some of, I can't remember his name right now, so I won't even go into it. It's you've captivated me. I can't think of anything else.
Well, I'll take your word on it.
We've got Mick Bassett in the house today, performing solo on the guitar. We want to thank everybody for helping out. Alan Cantino doing sound. We couldn't do the show without you. And, boy, it's a thrill having you here today. You got a CD release party coming up at the Magic Bag a week from today.
No, at the Loving Touch.
Oh, you're right, Loving Touch.
Loving Touch, nice. Absolutely.
Another gig in Ferndale.
We'll be there, I hope. If my band decides to show up, we'll do it.
Well, we hope so. If not, you've got the CDs.
I'll be there for sure, and I'll juggle, too, if need be. So.
And that's with Old Empire, and what's the name of the band that...
The Deadbeat Beat is the third band, yeah.
The Display.
It's only their third show, but we played with them in Mount Pleasant last weekend, and they were really good.
Oh, yeah?
So I think people, if they're different from the Decks. I told them I liked them more than the Decks. So.
I've always liked the Decks, yeah. I've always thought they were a great band, and mm-hmm. We've got to see the next step up for the Decks.
Yeah, see where they go.
It's very cool.
Okay, in fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Mick Bassett?
Well, you can actually download the EP for free at mickbassett.bandcamp.com. And we'll have CDs for sale at the show, so hopefully I hope you'll come out and buy one because I mean, kind of the idea of the CD is just kind of have a collector's item for people. You know, we're not trying to make it rich by selling it by any stretch, but other than that, you can find us at myspace.com/MickBassett, and also we have a Facebook page, Mick Bassett Facebook page.
Okay.
I keep saying we. I should probably say I when I say I have a Mick Bassett page. I'll just talk to myself in third person.
We're just getting into the Facebook thing, and last week I posted some pictures from the band that was on and a link to the podcast of their show. And I got a couple positive responses to it. So I'm going to do that again this week and start getting in there. And it's amazing the connections you can make on Facebook. It's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even more exciting is the music that you're making today.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then I'll play one. I'll play another one then for you. This is actually, I just pulled this one out of the cupboard, way back in the cupboard today. This is one of the first songs I ever wrote. It's called Happy with a Secret. So.
Happy with a secret, happiness lies. You wouldn't want to leave it, so leaving's a price. Standing while she tears up, there's no turning back. Believing's not an answer, the answer's a fact. Just let it go. Burn down the sidewalk. Never wanna know why, 'cause knowing's insane. Hoping for a punchline, it's not coming back. Believing's not an answer, the answer's a fact. Just
just let it go. You don't want the answers you already know. 'Cause I hear your one only last family. I'm here, let's take a test drive, you and me. Believing starts when we're on empty. Just one more disaster, then we're free.
Very nice. Happy with the Secret by Mick Bassett.
Yeah, that one, I actually can't tell you where that one came from. I was a big fan of the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind when it came out.
Hey.
And this is one of the few songs I actually wrote inspired by a movie and inspired by the ending. And the title was actually one of the ending lines in the film, and I thought it was cool. I wrote a song kind of about the predicament of the film, and I liked it. I thought it was a good film.
Okay, in fact, for your brand new EP, it's a 4-song EP. We've tried one already. Would you like to try another song off that?
Yeah, I think the other one you're gonna play is called "Got Me Wrong."
Yeah. And
this one was actually on a 7-inch we released last summer, but I wasn't happy with the recording, so we tried to recut it with the new band members, and I'm pretty happy with how it came out this time.
Okay, well, why don't we give it a try? Name of that again is?
Got Me Wrong.
Here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We'll be right back. brand new Mick Bassett and the Marthas EP. It's not available yet. This is a debut performance right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
I'll play another one then. This song is actually on the EP as well, but I thought I'd do a little bit of a stripped-down version of it today. This song's called Senator's Guild. It's track 2 on the EP.
Down from the station, but the lady's got your back, clears your track. She just knew it all along. You were cooked up in the oven with your sisters and your brothers, and you're all a bunch of thieves, stealing everything you eat, selling everything you've got to the ones that just have it all again.
Mick Bassett, right here in the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios. In fact, there's a big difference between your EP, where you've got such a big, full sound with your band, and the very ethereal quality you have to your voice here.
Yeah, right. That's the beauty of doing two different things.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to have a little more fun with the band, and like I said, playing acoustics just a completely different thing. Like, you know, express yourself differently, and you're not playing with anybody else, but you can. It's kind of up to you where you want to take it. And even today, I've changed my mind about things completely in mid song that I was going to do. But you don't have to worry about anybody else having your back.
That's right. Well, in fact, if you've got nobody else holding you back, what are you going to come up with for the next song?
This one. Because I didn't know I was playing till an hour ago by myself. This is a cover I like to do, and it's called Midnight Special by Lead Belly. I'm going to try to remember the lyrics.
Yonder come Miss Rosie, how in the world did you know? I could tell by apron and that dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulders,
piece of paper in her hand. I had to tell that captain, turn loose my man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine the everlasting light on me. When you get up in the morning, hear the big bell ring. You go march to that table, see the same old thing out it. You'll get in trouble with a man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an everlasting light on me. Well, if you ever go to Houston, boy, you better act right. And you better not gamble, and you better not fight. Cause Benson Crocker's gonna rescue you, Jimmy Boone will take you down. And you bet your bottom dollar you'll be Sugarland bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an everlasting light on me. Well, I'm jumping little Judy, she's a mighty fine gal. She brought a jump into the whole world around. She brought it in the morning, just a while for the day. She brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, whooping, howling, and crying. That got me to thinking of my great long time. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an everlasting light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an everlasting light on me.
Mick Bassett right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, I want to remind people, he's got an EP release party at the Loving Touch next Thursday evening. And you can download that EP for free at Mick Bassett at Bandcamp.com.
Yeah, MickBassett.bandcamp.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for coming in today. We got about 6-7 more minutes before the end of the show. And we want to remind people that next week on the Live Drive, we're going to have the Party Stompers backing up Melvin Davis. This will be his fourth show in Detroit in 20 years. He's getting ready to go to Europe and New York to do some gigs. So we're really excited to have him in next week. And I want to thank Mick for coming in today.
That's right.
Thank you for having me.
In fact, yeah, your voice has got that quivery quality to it. It reminds me of old T-Rex to a degree.
Go.
So, yeah, not often you hear a voice like this.
Thank you.
But why don't we keep the music going and fill up the rest of this hour.
This song's called The Way You Laugh at Order.
On your grand decision, you'll make a room for your newest incision. You like it wild, but it's just that taste. You were young and you just keep fishing. In the bathhouse we cut our nails. You left a sign saying heads or tails. I made you laugh at our grand condition, but our skin looks a little thicker.
let you swag on through your crowd. The way's the banquet too. I could lay you down and let you feel it all. The way you laugh at all the
It's been a pleasure having you here today.
Yeah. I want to remind people you can come on out and see Mick Bassett and the Marthas next Thursday at the Loving Touch Pool Hall. What time do you think you'll be going on there?
I think the show will probably get going around 9 or 10. First band will probably start playing at 9 or 10, and we'll probably take stage around midnight.
Okay.
Or probably, let's say 11.
Okay.
To make sure everybody's there for us.
And you've got a brand new EP coming out at that show?
Yep. And we'll have copies of it there for everybody to take home.
And where can people get a hold of Mick Bassett?
You can get a hold of us at, get a hold of me, I keep saying us, at mickbassett.bandcamp.com or myspace.com/mickbassett. And we also have a Facebook page as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. It's been a unique performance today. It's very different to have you just a solo acoustic rather than the whole band, or at least partial. Last time you came in with a partial band. So.
Yeah, I think kind of the same kind of thing happened to me last time.
I was going to say that.
We're good at improvising when we have to. But, thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Okay, and in the coming weeks, we've got Melvin Davis and the Party Stompers next Thursday. That's Old School Soul. It's the first show. It's the fourth local show he's played in 20 years. Most of his performances have been overseas. And then on the 20th, we've got Jeremy Porter coming in for a solo acoustic show. He's formerly with the Off-Ramps, and he's stopping here on his national tour. So you never know what you'll have on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Stay tuned for the Harmony of the Spears.